The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
One of the many things that would be very helpful to mankind is for parents or a parent to understand the importance of raising children up in the admonition of the Lord. Admonition means kind counsel. Do not rely on AI, meaning artificial intelligence, which has many benefits to be their teacher. Man already thinks he is smarter than God, which is akin to having artificial intelligence because none of us self-created. As to our children, it's already here, another school year. With the many challenges we are faced with, children need direction as well as much love and even tough love, in addition to kind counsel at times before leaving home for school. It's not up to the teacher to do the teaching that should take place within the home. And for any parent who would rather rely on the ways of the world to be the primary teacher of their children, there's a high probability of failure. For any parent in need of direction, there is plenty of assistance available by way of the Word of God. The inspired Word of God is able to teach our children what they need to know as related to dealing with the issues of life, especially as related to peer pressure. There is a reason the word pressure is mentioned. The Apostle Paul reminded his mentee Timothy as a grown man what it meant to rely on the wisdom of God. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, he says, "But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, perseverance, persecutions, afflictions, which happened to me at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all, the Lord delivered me." For a moment, think. Because in the eyes of young people, peer pressure can make one feel like they are being persecuted, which is why sometimes we have to confront the reality of school shootings, which cannot be ignored. Verse 12 says, quote, "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution," end quote. Those outside of Christ will suffer persecution also, but there is a difference in the attitude of those who know Jesus as Lord and Savior on how to deal with the persecution and many other situational difficulties in life. Verses 14 and 15, Paul says, "But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Let's back up to chapter 5 and verse 1, where Paul says to Timothy, quote, "When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also." Where did the teachings begin? Within the home, which begs the question, do you know Jesus? If not, you need to. Then you can hopefully teach your children all about the love of Jesus Christ and why he was willing to die for the sins of all mankind.